Thank you, Daniel. And before we start, you said this is the last final mile. Isn't there a song from the 90s or 80s that said, and we can walk 1,000 more? Okay, so I know we are late in the day, and you now expect this panel to come up with all the solutions. Well, if we fail, we still have a closing session where Paul Mayer will definitely come up with the final conclusion. So, but we're doing the best, and I hope that this panel can at least shed some lights on where we think that the next step for multilateral dialogue should be and should focus on. Before giving the floor to my fellow panelists, I would like to make just a brief introduction. This panel is closely associated with the first panel you remember from yesterday morning, Taking Stock. So Taking Stock, then over those days we have heard a lot of technical and detailed perspectives of various notions, and now we are looking ahead. I took out some few perspectives that were raised in the first panel yesterday. And for instance, the CD should be more clear, with strengthened links to other UN fora. Space safety is becoming increasingly important and in focus in several multilateral fora and dialogues. TCBM is a stepping stone in all processes on safety, security, and sustainability of outer space activities. GGE PAROS, regardless of its outcome, resulted in a valuable debate addressing up-to-date issues and concerns. There is an issue of mandates of the multilateral fora under consideration. The multilateral fora have different aims and objectives, which lead to issues on where to hold more technical discussion. Interdisciplinary dialogue and cross-cutting processes is welcome, but how to advance further and how efficient is it? So those are just some food for thought, and I now give the floor to my fellow panelists. We will do it in the order of Renata, Peter, Paul, and Xavier, and they will have like 3-5 minutes to express their thoughts on the way ahead. Then we will have questions and an engaging debate. So Renata, please.